Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David Peterson kind of is the story of the night. Yes, the Yankees, Judge hits another home run. We can get into Volpe. We get into Wells. We can get into Jazz Chisholm as well with an injury. Oh, why are you sitting Jazz on a Saturday after he's hot? I don't know, because the guy can't stay healthy. Slides into third base, strains a neck. Now he's got a groin injury. Maybe they're trying to keep him on the field. I don't know. But let me put the shill aside for half a second and talk about David Peterson and his performance last night, who is now 5-2 on the season with a 2.49 and is, as you know, one of the top lefty pitchers in all of baseball. And last night he goes out there and throws a complete game shutout. Last year, the same from Severino in Miami, but this guy and this team, obviously, they get the scoring started with Pete Alonso. What else is new? Juan Soto hits a home run, and I don't know why. And I've seen all of Juan Soto's home runs this year. But there was something about this home run that felt more like Juan Soto than the others. There was something about the high, you know, arcing blast and the way he stared it down, it just looked more like Juan Soto, or at least more like I remember Juan Soto last year than any before. And it just screamed to me. I know he's been hot for a little while now. I know the last, you know, 8 or 9 games, clearly through Colorado, he's really, you know, turned it on here and has had an incredible stretch here, getting on base, hitting home runs. He's hit home runs, what now, 3 straight games? This one felt different. And I'm just telling you now, we're about to see Juan Soto take off. Like, I know, again, I know he's already done it for a little bit, but we're about to have, by the end of June, you are going to look at his numbers, and they are going to be much more representative of what Juan Soto is. There is no doubt in my mind. He is about to go on a long stretch of absolute dominance here. And if Pete Alonso and Lindor keep pace, as the Mets have now won 5 games in a row, the Mets are about to take off. Because if they're going to keep getting starting pitching like David Peterson gave them, and to want that ball, to have this game, it meant something, clearly, watching the post game and watching him celebrate on the field. And I'm not trying to diminish it. It's an incredible start and a great performance. It's just funny to me where we are baseball-wise. Like, they've become such a abnormality that we almost treated it like it was a no-hitter or something last night. That's how unique it is. That's how incredible a performance it is in today's baseball. Because players just don't do it. Managers, and give credit to Mendoza, who is doing an incredible job, is an incredible manager. Has really, I mean, obviously, we're talking about a calendar year. In fact, we are talking about a calendar year. As today is the anniversary, as Fleegs is wearing the shirt on the other side, the anniversary of the first pitch thrown by Grimace. We are a full calendar year of the Mets being the best team in baseball, the Mets having the best vibes in baseball, the Mets having the most fun in baseball, the Mets being one of the best stories in baseball. It is now a full calendar year under Stearns, under Cohen, under Mendoza, and this franchise is now, what are they, 20 games over 500. They are 26-7 in their ballpark. They continue to throw good start after good start, and last night had a great one. The Phillies are floundering, and the Mets are now 5 games up in the division. They were 1 game down 10 days ago. In 10 games, they have jumped 6 games up in the standings. That's how fast it can happen. And right now, I know it's been against Colorado, and I know it's been against Washington, but they make perfect plays on relay throws to get runners out at the plate. Jeff McNeil is taken off. Alonso's as hot as ever. And there was something for me as a Yankee fan watching Juan Soto all of last year. There was just something about the way. Go back and watch the home run he hit to send the Yankees to the World Series. And watch the body language of the home run he hit last night. It's that same underneath it, high arcing, staring it, that little bit of unsure but cockiness that he still is able to provide on balls he's not even sure he hit out. There was something about the body language in that home run that screamed Juan Soto. And unfortunately, so much of the talk around him is whether or not his body language screams Juan Soto. And yeah, he's been on hot for a while. And yes, the Soto shuffle and the head nod has reared, has poked up occasionally over the last 2 weeks, going back to maybe even the Dodgers series. But I don't know why. Something about the home run last night spoke to me about Juan Soto about to take off. And you continue to get great performances. David Peterson is an ace. Clay Holmes is pitching like an ace. I mean, Griffin Canning is pitching like an ace. Senga is pitching like an ace. Like, I mean, they have the best starting rotation in baseball. You could argue right now they have the best closer in baseball. They've got the best RBI man in baseball, and the biggest free agent in history is about to take off. The Mets are in as good a position, 5 games up over the Phillies, with the Braves floundering as you could possibly be.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.